Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. It's coming, Super Synonyms Sunday. This Sunday evening at 5:30 p.m. Central Time, millions of Americans and a worldwide audience will be tuning into their television sets to watch the NFL's final football game of the season. The AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs will appear in the big game for the first time in 50 years and play the NFC champion San Francisco 49ers. Though you and your friends may go ahead and call this event super, this is a friendly reminder to you and your business or church to do so at your own peril. The very wealthy NFL has their very hungry lawyers on 24/7 alert this week in the unfortunate event that you name your business sale or something else which includes the word super and charge money for that product or admission to your event. Yes, that even goes for churches. Back in 2008, a Baptist church in Indianapolis attempted to charge a small admission for a church-sponsored super party for families at their facilities. The NFL lawyers somehow intervened, and the church was advised that they should cease and desist from using the term super for their event. In 1969, the NFL trademarked the names Super Bowl, Super Sunday, and their graphic Super Shield. Note to the NFL, I do apologize in advance for this one-time and unauthorized use for illustrative and educational purposes only, though. Now this week, if you should hear an advertiser, such as a large beer company, for example, utilizing the word super, you can be sure that they are paying the NFL for that precious name. Creative businesses resorted to producing television and radio commercials now, which are referring to the game on Sunday as the, quote, big game. The NFL has tried, but failed to grab that moniker too. Seems that a few college football teams had already been referring to their annual matchups as the, quote, big game, so the NFL doesn't own that name, at least not yet. I think it's a super idea for us to expand our vocabulary this week and find another way to refer to Sunday as something other than the big game. So let's turn to our dictionary and identify some other names that we could start using. A used car dealer might try this. Well, come on down to Mr. Haney's Auto Mart and check out the sensational Sunday car lineup and pick a superb deal prior to this kickoff this weekend. Or a local bar and grill might try another tack.
Hey everybody, Moe's Bar is featuring a magnificent Sunday special. Come in for outstanding football game Sunday on our televisions with top-notch half-price food and drinks.
Well, here's something else to consider for this Sunday's NFL football finale. Did you know that the halftime entertainment for the first 25 years of these football games going back to the late 1960s did not involve big-name entertainers? Yes, for those of us who are old enough to remember, before 1991, when New Kids on the Block became the first hot music group to be featured solely at halftime. Before that, the halftime shows in the big game included an assortment of talented college marching bands, some precision drill teams, a singing and dance group called Up With People performed several years, and a few well-known entertainers also made appearances, but as a minor part of the overall halftime activities. Back at game number 23 in 1989, the featured entertainer was someone named Elvis Presto. The halftime event had millions of television viewers wearing 3D glasses, courtesy of a major Diet Cola company, as Mr. Presto performed a unique card trick which required viewers to wear those 3D glasses in order to see how it all turned out. After 1991's New Kids on the Block, though, the halftime shows have now featured a mix of pop, country, and other then-famous entertainment groups. Even Michael Jackson was a featured performer back in the 1993 halftime show of The Big Game. On Sunday, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira will be performing at halftime. Though many people watch for the football game and others for the halftime entertainment, there's yet another group who'll tune in on Sunday for the commercials themselves. This year's price tag for a 30-second television spot? $5 million.
Excellent.
Regardless, that has not deterred political candidates, along with companies peddling beverages, automobiles, and other products from lining up to pay to reach an audience which is nearly 100 million U.S. residents annually. If you consider that the network, Fox is handling the program this year, will sell about 1 hour of commercials during their four-hour football game, that means that nearly $600 million will be spent by advertisers this Sunday trying to garner your attention for a few moments. Not everyone, though, is happy with America's annual football finale coming this Sunday. Employers and schools routinely see mass absenteeism issues on the Monday morning following that NFL final game of the season on Sunday. On the East Coast, the football game doesn't even end till nearly 11 p.m. Many adults may party just a little bit too hard during their Sunday evening football game. So one enterprising 16-year-old boy from the state of New York wants the NFL to move their annual finale to be played on Saturday instead of Sunday beginning next season. He, quite smartly, said that more people would be able to watch the games and then have Sunday to rest before going back to work and school on Monday. Hey, I like this young man's idea. In the meantime, the NFL's final football game is scheduled to kick off on Sunday evening in Miami. Since 30 of the NFL's 32 teams will not be playing, the league is hoping that a combination of football action, interesting commercials, and a high-energy halftime entertainment will be enough enticement for even the casual football fans to watch all or a portion of this week's game. At $5 million per 30-second spot, the advertisers for this big game are sure hoping that you will be watching as the price of those super commercials just keeps going up, up, and away. I'm Swamp Swamp. Enjoy the game.